Father, forgive us when we are faithless. We know that you abide faithful. Father, we put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he has promised to take us, to be with us, to walk with us through floods and through flames. We thank you, Lord, that he gave himself up, that you gave him up, Father, that you spared him not for us. If we have believed on the Lord Jesus, Father, we pray and ask that we might be counted to be among his people in this world. When the world hates the gospel, when the world hates the Lord Jesus Christ, help us never to be ashamed, to be counted with him, to stand with him, to be his, to be amongst his people publicly, Lord, to openly declare our allegiance and love for him. Father, we're ashamed to say that in our own strength we cannot do this because we are sinners, we are cowardly, we are unfaithful. So we ask for the fullness of your Holy Spirit, for that divine unction, that we might walk before you all the days of our lives and follow the Lord Jesus Christ and take up our cross daily and follow him. Father, we ask for the cleansing of all our sins in Jesus' blood, and for his name's sake, Amen. Welcome to the Spurgeon's Devotional Podcast, a Christian podcast desiring to honour the Lord Jesus Christ, brought to you by David Mackereth. This is the devotion for April the 27th. Have faith in God. Numbers 14, verses 1 to 21. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. Spurgeon says, when children cry for nothing, they soon have good cause for crying, and such was the case in this instance. But do we never fall into the same sin ourselves? Verse 2, and all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness? Wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto this land, to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? Spurgeon says, what a shameful slur they cast upon Jehovah, when they asked whether he had brought them out to slay them. And truly we are equally guilty when we imagine that after leading us so far on the road to heaven, he will leave us to our enemies. Verse 4, and they said one to another, let us make a captain, and let us return into Egypt. Spurgeon says, to avoid one evil, the world, they would rush into a worse without the cloud to guide them or the manna to feed them. They talk of going back to Egypt. Unbelief is insanity. Verse 5, then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. Spurgeon says, the people ought far rather to have fallen on their faces before them. So is it often that the best men are worst spoken of. Verse 6, and Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defence is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones. Spurgeon says, the case had been well put, but stones were the reward of faithfulness. The Bible continues, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. Spurgeon says, God appeared for the defence of his servants. He who touches them touches the apple of his eye. Verse 11, and the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them? I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they. Spurgeon says, this was a great offer, but how lovingly Moses declined it, thinking more of Israel's good and of God's glory than his own honour. Yes. Thank you, Lord. 1:4:27. faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Start. Just a second. What's that?